are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A trickle of humanitarian aid has begun flowing into Gaza as its border crossing with Egypt is open.
The World Food Program's Shaza Mograbi told CBS News what is needed next.
What we need is unimpeded and sustained access to get life-saving and critical supplies into Gaza. This is a good start, but a drop in the bucket.
UN agencies are hoping that the crossing remains open, and they are calling for 100 trucks a day and calling for the immediate release of hostages. Pamela Falk, CBS News, United Nations.
Rachel Goldberg's 23-year-old son, Hirsch, a U.S.-Israeli citizen, was kidnapped by Hamas from a music festival on October 7th. But she is taking comfort from the news that two Israeli-American hostages were released by Hamas on Friday.
I was so relieved for their families because I know exactly what they've been going through. And I was just so happy for them that they got to breathe, that their loved ones who've been waiting got to breathe, you know, normally.
The Israeli military says its troops in the north are taking incoming. IDF spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Kornikas.
The way it is looking now, Hezbollah is aggressing and it is dragging Lebanon into a war that it will gain nothing from, but stands to lose a lot.
Some non-essential personnel and family members are being evacuated from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and the U.S. consulate in Erbil, Iraq. Officials say there have been increased security threats. Senior Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says the Republican fight over who should be Speaker of the House is the most embarrassing thing he's seen in his 20 years.
I want a Speaker in the chair so we can move forward and govern. My issues, my Committee of War and Peace, it's too dangerous right now. The world's on fire.
McCaul spoke on ABC. Police in Maryland continue to search for Pedro Argate, the man they say shot and killed a circuit court judge at his home last week after the judge ruled against him in a divorce case. More from WUSA 9 TV reporter Leslie Moreno.
Investigators say the community shouldn't be concerned.
We don't feel that the community's at risk.
Not everyone agrees.
If he's going to kill a judge, I don't think there's anything to stop him from doing that to somebody else.
Some from surrounding areas have even made their way to Williamsport to search for the suspect.
Falling Waters, West Virginia, and we just want to make sure that this guy is captured. We don't even want to go to sleep because we're scared, because nobody knows where he is.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 38. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Kenny Bass kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party with the Hot Diggity Polka, a tune that Perry Como had recorded at one time. Mm-hmm. And I am Tim Hobelt, the Polka King. Well, almost the Polka King. We'll call him the Polka Guy instead, okay? And we're bringing you some great music from our new studios here at WFHR in 97.5 AM 1320. Yep, and lots of good stuff on the way. We'll do one more tune here from Kenny Bass. How about the Yukon Polka? Thank you. Johnny Pecan. Oh, sorry, wrong people. Kenny Bass in the band. And the Yukon Polka. Those are the old 78s. Johnny Pecan, we'll get to some of his music too in a little bit. Right now, we'll go to Jack Taddy and his orchestra. And these are some of his older recordings from the late 50s, early 60s, huh? And let's play one here called Taddy's Polka. These are the tunes that I grew up on. Yeah, they used to play these on the old WMIL out of Milwaukee and WTOS. And there's another polka station that they were playing this stuff off of. And I just love the sound of the Jack Taddy Orchestra. We'll do one more here. This is one of my favorites. Was a tune called Spicy. We'll be right back. Jack Taddy and the tune called Spicy. I just love that song. And when I was a kid, it just had that beat. And I just, that's what turned me on to polka music, was this Cleveland-style sound. I just love that stuff. All right. Let's see. What do we have up next here? Ron Naherny and his orchestra out of Nebraska. And you can do a nice waltz for us here. Well, I lied, didn't I? I pushed the button and it didn't play. Let's try that one more time.
Smívdal je bij de Kraushaus. De Kraushaus, de Kraushaus. Was gibt's neu je bij de Kraushaus? De Kraus had een nieuwe Bibelboek. Gisteren war ich bij de Kraushaus. De Kraushaus, de Kraushaus. Gisteren war ich bij de Kraushaus. Zum Sehen. Der spielt jede Woche im Gasthaus überall. Und die Barbara Kraus in der schöne Hausfrau. Mit zwei kleinen Büblern, ein Mädel in ein Bund. So, jetzt gehen wir wieder bei dem Kraushaus. Ihr Kraushaus, ihr Kraushaus. Jetzt gehen wir wieder bei dem Kraushaus und trinken ein bisschen Bier.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to three choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune in to the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. Tim Haubelt, your host, the polka guy, keeping you company. Our last segment, we had Herb Eberle doing the Kraushaus Polka. Well, he does another one on this album, which I think is kind of comical. And it's How to Make a Fuzzy Navel for Mabel. Yeah, for Mabel, yes.
A girl, I call her Mabel. She loves to dance the polka and she's able. She dances round and round with all the boys in town. You'll never see her frown when the polka band's around. When the band stops playing and they take a little break, she hits right for the bar. Hey,
take a bottle of schnapps and you open it up. Pour it in a glass and you watch it fill up. Then you mix in some orange juice, an ice cube or two. Stir it round and round like you know you ought to do. Then you hand it to Mabel, you watch drink it down. It fills her with cheering energy. She's the happiest person you'll ever see when Mabel drinks her fuzzy navel.
The harbor lights, how could I help if dear Christmas starting. Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering. Some other harbor lies, but still your love.
opening tune there, Stone Rock with the old Hey Ride Polka, and here comes.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back with some more music from the Bob Dosak Band. Yeah, and a little Dixieland medley right now, starting out with the 12th Street Rag.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Coming up on our final segment here with 6 minutes about left in our program. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Polka Party. Glad you could join us. Always happy to have you along on these Saturday mornings. And we'll continue with some music from Eddie Bluzanchik and the boys, and he's going to introduce this next tune.
And here we go with one called the Mountaineers Polka, the Guralsko Polka. And I just want to tell you, my folks came from the mountain region of Poland, which was known as near Zakopane. It was a village known as Hohowów, and my parents both came from there, and this is the music of their village. It's called the Guralsko Polka. In Polish, the Guralsko Polka. We'll be right back.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to close out here with the Ukrainian Polka from Eddie Bluzonchik and the boys. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody. Drive safe wherever you're going. Catch you on the next program right here on the new FM 97.5 and the old AM 1320 WFHR. Have yourself a great week, everybody. Bye-bye now.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.